an interesting statement for the divine record to reveal something like that about a man who walks the earth just like other men do. The most humble man on the earth. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 10 says, "No prophet has arisen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." If Joshua were to be successful, what other role model would there be to ensure his success than the role model of this Moses? And that's what he did. At the end of the book that bears his name, he is referred to as the servant of the Lord in Joshua 24 and verse 29. And you see that throughout the book. If we follow in the steps of the Lord as our role model, as John instructs us to do in 1 John 2 and verse 6, faithful men of the Bible, as well as godly elders, deacons, preachers, Bible class teachers, servants of the Lord, taking the Word of God to their neighbors and friends and their associates in this life, all of us, as we follow the steps of the Lord, we will be successful, even though there may come times when we think we're not. But we will be. Choosing the right role model is very, very important. Secondly, knowing what it is that I want to accomplish in this life is very important. Joshua knew clearly what he had to accomplish because God gave him that task. And there would be no question about the rightness or the wrongness of it. God gave him that commission to do. In verse 2 of Joshua 1, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them." You see clearly right off that Joshua had a God-given task in life. Is there anything that God asks us to do as His children in this life? We certainly have responsibility to God to fulfill commission that God has given us to let our light shine before men, that they may see Christ living in us. Joshua would be the one who would lead the people in the land of Canaan, into the land of Canaan. That was his focus. That was his mission. Our focus and our mission is to glorify God in everything that we do. Paul wrote to the Corinthian Christians and said, "Do all to the glory of God," in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31. This is made possible when we understand what our goal is that God has given us to do, and it can be accomplished through devotion to that goal, the Word of God. We can, like Paul, press toward the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, as he wrote in Philippians chapter 3, 13 and 14. Charles Francis Adams, a 19th century political figure and diplomat, kept a diary, and this is what he entered one day in his diary. "Went fishing with my son today, a day wasted." His son, Brooke Adams, also kept a diary, which is still in existence. On that same day, his son, Brooke Adams, made this entry in his diary: "Went fishing with my father, the most wonderful day of my life." The father thought he was wasting time while fishing with his son, but his son saw it as an investment of time. The only way to tell the difference between wasting time and investing time is to know what one's purpose in life really is, and to judge the things of life and the associations with other people accordingly. Joshua is a man who was successful because he trusted God no matter what situation came before him and how bleak circumstances of various situations may look. In Joshua 1, beginning in verse 3, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Joshua had some pretty big shoes to fill in following the example of Moses, didn't he? He was assigned to do what Moses could not accomplish. How would he pull that off? How would he be successful doing that big, big task? In the first place, he had to trust God as his right-hand helper. We too can have the same confidence that we can be pleasing to God in every situation of our lives if we're obedient to Him and we trust Him. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6 says this, and I think it hits the nail on the head. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. That's a great passage, isn't it? From the book of Proverbs, from the hand of the wisest man who ever lived. Whatever God would have us do in this life is possible. Paul sought to give that same advice to his readers in the city of Philippi when he told them, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. God is for us. Who can be against us? Paul to the Romans in Romans 8, 31. Therefore, let us trust that by God's grace, we can carry out our mission of living faithfully to Him, as He admonishes us to do in many passages in the New Testament and Revelation 2 and verse 10. Be faithful. The admonition there to be faithful. George MacDonald said, in whatever man does without God, he must fail miserably or succeed more miserably. Without God. Success comes with God, doesn't it? You can't look at the life of Joshua without seeing a very courageous man, full of courage. We can take that as an example for us to live courageously in this life. In verse 6 of Joshua 1, be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do all according to the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. In verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know, we have a similar promise to that made to us in the pages of the New Testament, don't we? That our Lord is with us, that He will never forsake us or leave us, that He is our strength, He is our refuge. He's still with His people today. And really, success in any field requires courage, doesn't it? If you want to be successful at anything, don't you have to embolden yourself to attempt that thing, whatever it is in this life? It takes courage to try new ideas, to stretch one's self toward a new goal in life, to leave the realm of the comfortable and go into the realm of real spiritual growth. It takes courage to do that. Joshua had this monumentous task in front of him that would not be easy. He would have to overcome the enemies of God. And he would have to remain faithful to the law of the Lord every day of his life while he was doing that. And that would take courage. Courage is needed when we have to stand for Jesus Christ against the philosophies and the ideas of the men of this world that surround us every day of our lives. And that courage is made possible by understanding, just as Joshua did, that the Lord will not desert us or forsake us, Hebrews 13 and 5, that he has not given us a spirit of timidity, as we saw from our lesson this morning in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. Therefore, we must be willing to fight the good fight, to keep the faith and a good conscience, 1 Timothy 1, 18 and 19. And to fight the good fight of the faith and to take hold of eternal life unto which you were called, 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12. Great admonitions to the young Timothy by the Apostle Paul. Live courageously. That's the way to live successfully in this life. And of course, knowing God's will and doing it is fundamental to everything we do as children of God. You see in verses 7 and 8 of Joshua 1, only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. You know, we can take that same principle today. We don't look to the law of Moses diligently as Joshua was instructed to do, but we look to the law of Christ, don't we? We look to his teaching, his word, and we need to be likewise careful not to turn away from the doctrine of Christ to the right hand or to the left. You know, in an admonition to not turn off a straight and narrow path, in the admonition not to do that, to turn to the right or to the left, we have to see in that it takes being careful to do that. We must be careful how we handle the Word of God. We must handle it rightly, correctly. We must handle it in a way that God would have us to do. And we must think about that, the seriousness of that type of charge. It wasn't something that would come naturally to a person to do that. This great servant of God was admonished here in this passage to meditate on it day and night. Think about it. Think about the law of God day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. If we never look into the Word of God with that same carefulness, that same diligence, and that same thoughtfulness, we might miss something, and we might veer away from it to the right hand or to the left. It's a serious charge. Joshua's success would be dependent upon observing the law of Moses and not turning to the left or to the right. The law of God was not to depart from his mouth. Spiritual success is dependent upon knowing God's Word and doing it, even in the pages of the New Testament. James tells us in his very short letter, in chapter 1, verses 21 through 22, in humility receive the Word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the Word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Mark Hatfield tells of touring Calcutta with Mother Teresa, and visiting the so-called House of Dying, where sick children were cared for in their last days, and the dispensary where the poor line up by the hundreds to receive medical attention, watching Mother Teresa minister to these people, feeding and nursing people who were left to die by others. Hatfield was overwhelmed by the sheer magnitude of suffering she and her co-workers faced daily. She said this, "How can you bear the load without being crushed by it?" Mother Teresa replied, "My dear Senator, I am not called to be successful. I am called to be faithful." Good advice, I think. Knowing God's will and doing it requires faithfulness, doesn't it? Possessing the proper thoughts is very important. In verse 9 of Joshua 1, for our final point in our look at Joshua's great success, verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Great thoughts for Joshua to think about as he faced the difficult challenge of taking over this land that God had promised to his people. God is with me wherever I go, whatever I do. God is with me. I'm not alone. I don't depend on the arm of flesh to win victories in this promised land. God is with me. It's a victory for God. Success comes when we think about successful principles in God's Word. The Lord provided Joshua with all of the comfort that he needed in verse 5 and verse 9. So there would be no reason for Joshua to be a coward, to cower down to what may seem like superior enemies. There would be no reason for him to be afraid. Proper attitudes breed successful living in every sphere of life. If you want to see a successful person, look at a person who has a good attitude. They're successful in what they do because they approach things differently. How is your attitude? Success, M.H. Alderson said, success is getting up just one more time than you fall down. And that's good to remember. If at first you don't succeed, you're running about average, he said. That's life. That's this life. And that's life for the Christian here, too. Do you rejoice in the fact that you are a child of God headed for heaven? Do you rejoice in the fact that God is with you every step of the way? He's no further away than right here, right with us. He knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. He hears us when we pray. He answers our prayers. We have a great and glorious God, don't we? Let us remember that when we think about trying to be successful in this life. And let proper attitudes of heart guide us, being led by the Word of God, which shows us every proper attitude that we should have. The care and the concern we should have for others. The love that we have for our brethren. Demonstrating that love by the things that we say and the things that we do. How important that is. Building each other up in the most holy faith. Coming together in the assembly of God and praising God for who He is and what His Son has done for us with everything within us. Because we love Him and we appreciate Him and we want to be with Him. Those are great attitudes to have. Those are attitudes of success. Those are the kind of attitudes that Joshua had. All of us should desire real success, the kind of success that is based upon what God has said in His Word, walking faithfully with our Master and our Maker. Again, this success is made possible when we incorporate these type of admonitions from the Word of God, the book of Joshua, into our character. The word can and will and now help lead to spiritual accomplishments. I can live as God wants me to live. I will live as God wants me to live. And I will live as God wants me to live now. The present is mine. The choice is mine. Someone asked Paul Harvey, the journalist and the great radio commentator, to reveal the secret of his success. And while all ears were open and ready for some great thing to come out of his mouth, he said, I get up when I fall down. Pretty practical advice from a practical man, don't you think? Are you successful? Are you successful in your walk with God? Can we help you walk closer to God this evening? God's Word contains all the basics for success with a relationship with Him. Can we help you tonight? We'd be glad to. If we can, please come to the front and let us know while we stand together and encourage you by singing this song.